This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Linode. You might be familiar with Linode. I mean, they've been around for almost 20 years. They offer cloud in a way that makes sense, rather than a way that is actively ridiculous by trying to throw everything at a wall and see what sticks. Their pricing winds up being a lot more transparent, not to mention lower. Their performance kicks the crap out of most other things in this space, and my personal favorite, whenever you call them for support, you'll get a human who's empowered to fix whatever it is that's giving you trouble. Visit linode.com/screaminginthecloud to learn more and get $100 in credit to kick the tires. That's linode.com/screaminginthecloud. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Now that reInvent/reInvent is finally over for 2020 after three grueling weeks. A lot happened in the world of AWS last week and for the last three, but first, a little personal news. At the Duckbill Group, we finally released our SaaS tool. Learn more at ducktools.com. We've spent a lot of time solving the same problem over and over and thought that maybe software would make this easier for folks who don't want to, you know, bring us in for a full-bore consulting engagement. Now, what did AWS get themselves up to with this wonderful, wonderful conference series? Well, they announced unified search in the AWS Management Console, which is a great UX enhancement. I love it. I particularly love the ads for third-party software in the AWS Marketplace. Please call me, AWS ad sales team. I'd love to sell things to people through the console. AWS announces Amazon Managed Service for Prometheus for container monitoring. They also offer the same thing for Grafana, too. It partnership with Grafana Labs rather than trying to one-up them. My partnership with Grafana is basically restricted to a dear friend of mine named Richard, who's their director of community. He's also on the Prometheus team, bless his heart. The nature of our partnership is that he and I send each other an escalatingly horrible series of prank gifts, so if anything appeals to you, please reach out and let me know, because it's time I hit him back something fierce. AWS Lambda launches checkpointing for Kinesis and DynamoDB. You can now tear out a bunch of sidecar code that was solving this problem for you and scream at your account rep if you just wrote that code last week. Similarly, Lambda also supports self-managed Apache Kafka as an event source. Now, I need to look into this one because it seems nuts to me. How does a software package that you run yourself serve as a reasonable event source that can invoke something in the cloud? I don't know, but I'm eager to learn more. AWS Personal Health Dashboard now supports organization-wide event aggregation, and I'm sad that I'll never again experience the joy of having to click through 50 different AWS accounts to ensure that I'm seeing all the maintenance events, but it's a trade-off I'm willing to make. Cost and usage report now available to member-linked accounts. Enhancements like this are, for certain customer personas, an enormous win. Frankly, anything that updates the cost and usage report access model is a huge win in my book. I'm kind of weird like that. Enhanced error handling capabilities in AWS IoT analytics data processing pipelines. This is awesome, but it's also going to be ignored by basically everyone who's not in the IoT space, namely SaaS people, because they're going to reasonably conclude from the IoT branding that this service is not for them. That's why marketing matters. Introducing AWS Cloud Shell. I love this feature so much. Now, Google came out with their Cloud Shell 5 years and 2 months ago. And since then, AWS has been beaten to this feature by Azure, Oracle, OpenStack, and IBM, quote-unquote, cloud. But good work, AWS. You finally caught up. This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. Now their name isn't in all caps, so they're definitely worth talking to. What is Chaos Search? A scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes, not days or weeks. Click, boom, done. Chaos Search is for you if you're trying to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. One more thing for those of you who've been down this path to disappointment before, Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's really all you have to care about. No managing of servers, but also no data movement. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name. That's chaossearch.io. Introducing AWS Systems Manager Fleet Manager. It's a certainty that I won't make fun of that service name, nor the names of the new Systems Manager Change Manager or Systems Manager Application Manager services. Introducing Distributed Load Testing version 1.2. It's called 3 weeks of streaming reInvent videos to hundreds of thousands of people, and credit where due, it succeeded. Software providers on AWS Marketplace can now use the self-service management portal to update their container products. Wait, what the hell did they have to do before now? Introducing the general availability of AWS Cost Anomaly Detection. And this is great. It's free, so turn it on. It'll tell you when there's a sharp spend spike before your boss tells you that, so you'll be able to get a head start on finding yourself a new job. Amazon Location. Add maps and location awareness to your applications. You can consider this to be basically identical to the Google Maps API, except Amazon is nowhere near as good at suddenly raising the price by a few orders of magnitude. New free RTOS long-term support to provide years of feature stability, specifically two years. Any less, and they would have to say year instead. That's enough time to update all your embedded devices. Join Zoom meetings with Alexa to stay connected with colleagues and friends. On the one hand, this frees up a screen for my Zoom meetings. On the other, I'm now rethinking my decision to put an Echo Show 8 in the guest bathroom. Yes, it also supports this with Chime, but I'm not going to mention this whole thing twice for the same feature. Sorry, Amazon. And lastly, AWS joins Blender Development Fund. I'm not sure what the Blender Fund is, but I think it's shaping up to be the most epically expensive fruit smoothie in the history of the universe. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Hopefully we return to a more reasonable cadence next week. Thank you for listening to me. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.